This is Gertie's Gone, written by Emma Chisanovska and Anna Mabbs. One of Tales from the Rails, 10 short audio dramas inspired by the history of the Sheffield to London railway line, brought to you by the Newfield School community with the support of East Midlands Railway Community Fund.
William Percival of Free, Mill Street, Leeds, father of the deceased, gave evidence of identification. He claimed he was a variety performer and the deceased had travelled with his wife and two other daughters as variety artists. The girl's mother had died 4 years ago.
Some might say my father's work is to blame.
I had married again. The last time Gertie performed was on October 4th at Cook Circuit's Greenock, and then we went on to Leeds. Gertie left her home in Leeds on the 11th and did not say where she was going. There had been no quarrelling of any kind, to my knowledge.
Of course he would say that.
What, in your opinion, is to account for her going?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think there was a man at the end of it. I have his name and address.
Liar.
Is he a performer?
No, I don't know what he is.
Do you mean a man had induced her to leave home?
He did no such thing.
To a certain extent, yes. When we lived at Gateshead, the man lodged at the same place. He gave my daughter his address and wrote, and they wrote to one another.
When she left Leeds on the 11th, she went to join this man?
Yes, at 52 Melbourne Street, Gateshead-upon-Tyne. I believe she was sent there on the 12th, and the day following she was sent home. When she got home, I sent her to bed and went to join my wife at 8:15. When we returned at 11:15, Gertie appeared to be asleep. At 8:15 the next morning, one of my children called out, "Where is Gertie?" I ran upstairs and found she was gone again. I went around town trying to find her and learned she was not there. I then went to the police office and told them that she had gone again. I wrote to Miss Ward at Penistones Road, Sheffield, where she had once stayed, and the lady wired to say she was there.
So I wasn't with him, was I?
Now, what has been the cause of this, if it was anything besides this man?
Well, the only reason I can think of is she stole 6 shillings.
To go away with?
It would have cost her 4 shillings to go to Gateshead.
Do you mean she was afraid of being punished?
No, it has been 2 years since I beat her.
Can we now hear from Detective Sidney Marr of the Sheffield Police?
I was handed the following telegram on Wednesday from Chief Constable Leeds, absconded from home, Gertrude Percival, now in Mrs. Ward, Court, 11 Court, 12 House, Penstone Road. Please apprehend and send her by 4:10 train today, expenses paid.
From the Chief Constable himself. See how important I was.
I went to Mrs. Ward and the girl on a hearing. She had to commence to cry.
Wouldn't you? I tried so hard to get away, and now I was being forced to go back to a place I didn't want to be.
I took her down to the Midland station in company with two other officers and the guard we put her in into an empty compartment labelled Ladies Only.
I was at Leeds station to meet the train. I've come to meet my daughter. She should be on this train.
Mr. Percival?
That's right.
She should be in this compartment here.
But I wasn't.
She's not here. I wonder where she's gone.
All right. I'm sorry you've let her go, because she's been a lot of trouble. She's run away before. She might have got out upon the platform for anything you know.
Very likely. Let's see if we can find her.
Search as hard as you like. You won't find me. I'm past finding.
Mr. Shunter, you were the guard on the train?
Yes, sir.
Did you notice anything unusual on the journey?
No, sir.
Great guard you are then, aren't you?
The train ran through to Leeds. I first heard of the girl when I met her father.
The door was not locked, but that door would have been on the off side of the carriage when the carriage had left Sheffield. The deceased had left nothing in the carriage. The train pulled up a station because the door had been opened, but it was not the door of the deceased's carriage.
Who found the girl's body?
I've got a name. I'm Gertie.
A train driver called White saw the deceased's body lying near Princess Bridge.
Gertie, not the deceased.
A doctor examined her before she was placed in a local ambulance and taken to the infirmary.
I died on the way.
White's engine was the only one that went on along the line after the express. He must have run over the deceased.
Gertie.
Although White said he felt nothing come into contact with his engine.
The jury will have no difficulty in finding out how the girl came to her death, but they might have a greater difficulty in coming to a conclusion as how she got out of the carriage. They will have to consider it a case which justified them in saying she got out for the purpose of committing suicide.
Nonsense.
Whether she got out to avoid going to Leeds or whether she had accidentally fallen out, not intending to get out at all, they might think that there was more in the case that had come out and there was evidence that for some reason or the other girl, rightly or wrongly, did not want to go back to Leeds.
You think? They decided that it had been an accident and my death was solved. They don't know how I got out from the carriage. You don't think I'm going to tell you now, do you? It's my secret and I'll keep it. Gertie might be gone, but her mystery remains.
That was Gertie's Gone, performed by Naomi Baker, Poppy Stewart, Lucia Elise Nichols, Ava Schofield, and Emma Chivanovska. If you haven't heard them yet, there are 9 other Tales from the Rails, all responding to the history of the Sheffield to London railway line in imaginative and lively ways, all with the support of Witwerks Adventures in Theatre. Give them a listen too.
Hey-ho, the whistle's blowing, say, ain't you gone?